OPNAV Instruction 5215.17, Navy Directives Issuance System, Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Who exercises overall management of the Department of the Navy Directives Issuance System and provides for the implementation and administration of the system within the Navy? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 2. How often should directives be reviewed? Annually. Chapter 2. 1. What are defined as formal written guidance that informs and instructs Department of the Navy personnel in the communications of policy and procedures in the performance of their duties? Directives. 2. Which type of directives are distributed to addressees within the issuing authority's organization? Internal. 3. How many basic types of directives are there? 2. 4. Which type of directives regulate or are essential to effective administration? Permanent. 5. How long can notices remain in effect? 1 year. 6. What is the directive's record card form number? OPNAV 5215/8. 7. Classified directives should be filed in separate binders from unclassified directives and safeguarded per which instruction? SECNAV Instruction 5510.36. Chapter 3. 1. Which type of instruction is a directive prepared in naval letter format which establishes policy or orders specific action? Letter type. 2. Which size of paper should be used for both directives and enclosures? 8.5 inches by 11 inches. Chapter 4. 1. How may instructions be classified? Secret or confidential? 2. Instructions bearing which classification can't be issued through the directives issuance system? Top secret or COMSEC? 3. Which instruction contains specific guidance for the issuance of classified information? SECNAV Instruction 5510.36. Chapter 5. 1. What is a directive called that has a one-time or brief nature and has a self-canceling provision and usually has the same force and effect as an instruction? Notice. 2. A notice usually remains in effect for less than how many months? 6. 3. What is the maximum amount of time that a notice is allowed to remain in effect? 1 year. 4. Which instruction should be referenced when preparing classified notices? SECNAV Instruction 5510.36. Chapter 6. 1. What are used to issue changes to instructions and, under some circumstances, notices? Change transmittals. 2. What may not be used to upgrade or downgrade classified instructions? Change transmittals. Chapter 7. 1. What may be issued to directives when information changing the basic directives must be urgently promulgated? Interim message changes. 2. Within how many days must changes from interim message changes be followed by a change transmittal or revision to the basic instruction? 90. 3. What are interim message changes issued through? Defense Messaging System, Delta Mike Sierra. 4. Which collective title are interim message changes directed to if they were issued by SECNAV? All Navy, All Nav. 5. What should the first paragraph of an interim message change be titled? Purpose. 6. What must interim message changes be coordinated with to ensure that the case file and master set of directives are updated? Directives Control Point. Chapter 8. 1. Which type of directive is an instruction or notice whose size and content is best suited to a format used for manuals consisting of parts, chapters, or sections? Manual type. 2. What is the maximum number of pages that a cover letter should be? 1. 3. What contained material which supports but is not readily incorporated into the text of a document? Appendices. Chapter 9. 1. A joint directive is issued jointly by how many or more authorities? 2. 2. Which type of joint directive is jointly issued by the Navy and one or more of the other military services? Inter-service. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.